It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Okay, we're going to take our callers now. The number is 800-866-8883. Now, we had two very interesting callers. And I said something to both of these people which is very profound. And, if I may say so, you with the face listening, yes, it fits you. Everything I said to those people applies to you. There's nothing that I don't say on this program that doesn't apply to you, because you are a machine. And to be more than a machine, you have to have intuition. Intuition, not instinct. If you fall to instinct, you can be controlled. So you can be frightened by something, upset by something, like global warming. That will upset you. And then you get upset, and then you get angry at people who use too many cars and use too much oil. And then all of a sudden you find yourself getting up. That's the whole idea of global warming, is to make people into environmental creatures, to super concern for their environment. And of course, they become malleable clay. And of course, then many of you like that elect your representative, and then you've got, that's what you've got in your presidency. Now, that's been a long time in the making, like 30, 40 years. I've seen it happening all along. However, but ladies and gentlemen, now I don't mean to be demeaning to you, but I will say that by myself. I am a machine. A very complicated machine, easy to fix. Not so easy if you chop your finger off and I have to put it back on again. I wouldn't know how to do that. But generally speaking, easy to fix. All you need is to go back to the manufacturer. Be still and know what to do. And so then being still and it's not exactly knowing, like page 35, and if this goes wrong, take a screwdriver. No, it's not that kind of thing. Now, be still and know. All you have to do is sit still and get reprogrammed. It's your marching orders. But you don't hear marching orders, because intuition. Intuition is, it doesn't abide in you, like a program you had when you were born, like an ant, or a spider that knows how to build a web, or a bee that knows how to build a hive, bird a nest, or whatever. They come already programmed into the world. So there's not much room for learning. It's all done. But us, we don't have much learning at all. We come as a blank slate. Good can be written on it. Bad can be written on it. We could be programmed to be good, be programmed to be bad. But being programmed to be good is just as bad as being programmed to be good. I mean, being programmed to be good is just as bad as being programmed to be bad. In a manner of speaking, it's a better kind of programming, because in it there may be some good things that will awaken you to the fact that you're not right about being right. You don't even feel right about being right, like you're one of those religious phonies. You act on the stage. So that's cool. You think you're a Christian, or you think you're Jewish. Actually, neither one of you are human yet. See, to really be more than a religious person who knows the Bible and knows the Talmud and knows all the five books of Moses and the Gospels and knows the verse and chapter, and be thought of as a religious person, or even a scientist who knows things mechanically and can build rocket ships, that doesn't mean Sam is a good person. The whole idea is what good does that religion serve? Because you can be a phony, and it can be a phony good, and you can have a phony preacher who programs you to be act like a good person and make you think that you're going to heaven when you're really going to hell. See, so then your machine gets you when you don't understand what I've just said. It's too bad for you, because all of you are typecast. Every one of you is typecast. predictable. That's why fortune tellers can tell you what's going to happen in the future. Mostly they can make it happen because you're so suggestible. So please bear my stripes and give me a problem you have, and not any different from any other person's problem. Somebody's got your problem. Millions of people have got exactly the same problem with exactly the same thoughts, with exactly the same kind of family, with exactly the same kind of drinking and drugs for the same reason, and with all the same excuses with the same words. What's going to make you different? Intuition. A light from the inside. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, not exactly like Dr. Laura, am I? I mean, she's good at what she does, I have to admit, and I wish I could do that, but I have a different calling, a different way of approaching it, more permanent, so that you wouldn't need me to ask, you wouldn't ask any, need ask anything about life, you'd know it. As a matter of fact, you would be more inclined to share with what comes to you and flows through you freely with other people who may not understand what you're saying and may think you mad. Some of you think I'm crazy. It's all right. 800-866-8883, if you have a problem, why don't you spill it out to me? See what I do with it. I mean, if it's really a bad problem, like drinking, drugs, head spinning, you go to the psychiatrist, he can't help you, go to the doctor, he can't help you, go to your minister, he can't help you, someone's driving you crazy, if you don't know how to deal with this and that, and you're going to feel suicidal, why don't you give me a call? Yeah, nearly everybody's thought of suicide at one time in their life, I imagine, is 80%. And you're too ashamed to admit it, but you have. And but those are forces driving you. Something wants to kill you. And it usually gets inside you and talks to you that way. It makes you depressed, because thinking like that, what kind of future do you have? Not much. It's your very thinking, that the kind of thinking that you can't control makes your life hopeless. And when you try to control it, it becomes more hopeless. Witness the lady a few moments ago in the last segment of the program. She was just about to have an epiphany, and something dark rose up. Always does. No matter what you do in life, no matter what you do, there's always someone going to try to undo you. Someone jealous of. There's a certain kind of person who has inside them a certain entity driving them, and they both hate bright people. They're envious, hateful of people who have a good relationship with their God. Even Christians don't. The people who call themselves Christians despise me, and a Christian shouldn't judge me. Should try to help me. Oh, Roy Masters, you're wrong about this. May I explain to help you? You seem like a decent fellow, or you're lost. I never get that. I never have anybody trying to help me. Just write me off. I don't write anybody off. I just want you to know, are you a remote control person? I am. I'm remote. Heaven controls me. Hell controls you. My problem is, I don't have any. I have problems, but I know how to deal with them. I have problems. My problems don't go away. See, if you deal with things in a right way, if you know If you're intuitive, that doesn't mean to say things will go well for you. It will. I'll give you the two instances so that you can see the separation. If you're intuitive and you follow the intuition and you don't let someone break you down, in other words, if you're intuitive, you do things well and you do things with great ease. And people are jealous that you can be successful and bright. Your brightness disturbs people. The very fact that you're bright, the light where you're standing, you don't even know you have that light. They want to take you down, make you doubt yourself. So, but if you deal with that, if you really are intuitive, but you also have grace, that in other words, it's not enough to be intuitive and be able to invent things and see things. It's how you deal with what you see. So if you see something and somebody hurts you and tempts you and you get angry with them because you can see how wicked they are and you start to hate injustice, bingo, you've lost it. Now you still have your intuition, you still see the evil, but you've dealt with it the wrong way. As a matter of fact, the more intuition you have, the more sick you become because you have more conflict. If you're Dullsville, and I saw my hairdresser came. I have a hairdresser comes. They always find me. I always have someone come to my house over the years. I never go to anywhere. And so she says, how's things in the street about what's going on with our government? And it says, well, many people are seeing things going wrong and they're talking about it. And I said, but everybody? She said, well, some people don't want to see it.
I see that.
See? And some people listening to me right now don't want to see it. You'll write me off. It's not easy. So now, if you have that grace, if you realize, I've got this intuition, and I shouldn't be judging people. My intuition isn't designed for judging. It's designed so you can engineer your way around people, but as long as you don't use your judgment to puff up with anger towards them, because then you get undone. So all those of you who have intuition and have great conflicts, but this is a good thing, because this is what we're... But the trouble is then your intuition becomes dark. It will tell you that your conscience is the enemy. It makes you think your conscience is your enemy. And they're very... If you feel like your conscience is a punisher, and that complicates you, then now it turns you around against yourself, and there's suicide. Now, these things are just basic. And I have CDs that help the military, and they get better from post-traumatic stress disorder. Because, not that I talk to them this way in the CDs they get, because I don't. I just give them a little technique to sit quietly and teach them how to handle stress. Inside, the stress that got in first, and the stress that's going to get in, but won't anymore. Bingo. That's what I'd like to do with you. But this is just a sort of preamble to what I want to do. This is the few minutes we have before the program starts off with callers. I always have a little time to talk with you all and tell you that the time to call is 9 to 11 in the evening, Monday through Friday. Friday evenings is the science evening. I do science and help you understand God through science. And hopefully somebody will hear what I'm saying about gravity, and we might be able to build that spacecraft. We can, because the machinery is there. The technology off the shelf technology is already there. Brilliant stuff. All from intuition, you see. But then you need something to put it, some understanding of how to put it together. But you need to understand what about space and time. And there's no book written except the one that you got up on the web. And now, it's up on the web now with those extra pages that weren't there yesterday. So you go to the web, FHU.com, and download. It's free. 60 pages. Almost 60 pages. And 20 pages are explanations before you get to the thesis. I've taken things out of the thesis. I haven't written everything in there, but there's enough there for you to build a machine that can drive a car without credit. If you understand the principles, but those principles are not easy to understand. It needs intuition to understand them, because they were given to me intuitionally. It needs intuition so that when you find... The Bible needs intuition for you to find God. You can't read the Bible and expect to learn it off by heart and get to heaven. No. Absolutely not. No, when you read the Bible, scan it. Don't put it to memory as if knowledge was... more knowledge you have, the better you are. And that's not true. The more knowledge you got, the more stupid you get. That's why the professors are so dumb and so dangerous. All knowledge and no common sense, and then there's no resistance to alien forces. If I was a communist, I start with the universities first. Professors first, they're the easiest. They're the easiest to hypnotize and convince and turn intellectuals. Pure intellectuals are the easiest to mesmerize. Because you know why? They've given up their principles for a sense of worth that's worthless. And you can do that with religion too. Am I saying too much? I think I did. All right, well, we're going to take a call after this break. So how much time we have left? Oh, it's 10... Oh, we're into the program, aren't we? Oh, good Lord, I forgot. See, I'm getting old and useless. And I forgot I had my opening and I'm into the program. So let's take the call. What am I doing here? Oh, floating break. What I did, I gave all the floating stuff. Just send some money, please, to the foundation and support the program. I see people buying cars and, you know, raising money for charities and buying Ferraris. And a little bit my way would, you know, foundation way, would go a long way. Because if I had a big enough soapbox... I could help save this country. I have all the knowledge that they don't have. I don't care. Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, I love them. They're all good people. But they haven't got this knowledge to help you to deal with stress. Because that's what you're going to be dealing with in the Obama administration. They're going to stress you, intimidate you into submission. They have no tolerance for bright people. Obama himself is not too bright. He's a remote control person. I know how to deal. I can show you how to deal with him. There's something about people who like that, have a special kind of power to bowl people over, a certain charm. The devil is said to be a gentleman. All right, now we're going to go to Randy. Is it Randy? Yes. Randy, yes, go ahead. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I had forgotten I was into the program already.
I was listening to every word, Roy, and thanks for taking my call. And I am a remote control person by those around me, my family.
Yes, you want to cast off those strings.
I called you a couple of weeks ago. I've been having the drug problem. I've been clean for 2 weeks. I've been doing the meditation.
How delightful. Now, yeah, that could be forever if you only remember one thing that you're doing right. First of all, you've got faith. You've got a little bit of faith. And you're not letting things bother you so much.
No, but I, as a whole, I'm not. I've been flying off the handle and getting angry at my family. You know, especially I live at home now since I've had the addiction. You know, I've lost my job. I'm living and hiking home, and especially my mother. I start to puff up sometimes.
That's the anger. That's the anger now. You must be giving up some anger for some benefit.
Yes. I'm seeing things clearly. Then I start questioning myself.
Hold it.
Yes, sir.
Seeing things clearly is all you need to do. Not go into the questioning of yourself. You don't have to give yourself the third degree.
Right.
If you see things clearly, what do you see clearly, for example?
I can see how our family dynamics here, you know, my dad passed away, and I'm living with my nephew and my mother, how our family dynamics are really, well, for lack of a better term, messed up, you know, the way we deal with each other.
It's evil.
Yes.
It's not just a dysfunctional family. You have an evil family. But the point is, they may not be evil. Your mother may not be evil. She wasn't born evil. See, but and you're not evil, but you have evil in you. See, whatever it is, let's call, give it a name. Evil. A part of you that doesn't want you to be whole. See, a part of you that lies to you. And that if you have a good idea, it snatches it away. I remember the first time I said to myself, I think I'm going to start searching for truth, whatever it is. It came to me like that. And something right next to it came up and says, but you'll die. It will. That's not good for you. I said, where did that come from? That was so beautiful that I had that contrast right next to it. I never forgot it. I remember standing by the window. I was 13. So you're going to have those things happening, but I observed it. I was going to start analyzing all that. Observation is enough. I've written a book on gravity just by observation. Oh, that makes sense. I never looked at it that way before. I asked people if they understood what I just discovered, but I can't find anybody who sees what I see. But I never mind. That doesn't stop me. I still keep writing. And all the things that you hear me say on the radio and the 17 books I've written, and I could write more, I'm not going to, except for the thesis book on gravity, has all come to me by observation. Oh, I see that. Oh, I see that. Oh, and if I see something about wrong with myself, I see that too, and it goes away. But when I see something that makes sense, like you see your family is rotten, but don't hold it, but then you also see, you should at least, see that you don't hold it against them anymore, I don't hold it against you. Because you say you're a drunk and you're mean to your family and you're cruel and you're on drugs. Well, that's not nice. That's, you know, if I could look down my nose at you, but I don't. I just see you're trapped in there. I see a good person in there. And maybe your family's that way. So if you would learn, if you would see that they can no more help themselves than you can help yourself, you start to get better. Then you lose your anger towards them. See? Now, did I say something that was meaningful?
You said a lot that was meaningful. I remember you had told me a couple of weeks ago that it would get worse before it got better. And I know the meditation says that you'll have a lot of anger. You're saying there that you have a lot of anger coming up for release.
You have to see it. Hey, you have to see it.
Release. Yes, it gets clearer every day.
If you get angry, if you get angry, and you can, it takes you by surprise.
It does.
Then collect yourself and stop. Just stop for a minute and say, excuse me, I really apologize to whoever it is. See, that's a beautiful thing. Say this, yes. You get angry with your son, right? And you, yes, and then suddenly you stop. And you say, what am I doing? I'm angry with you. That's not right, son. I apologize. I've been doing that all my life. You know what happened to your son?
I've done exactly that.
Yeah. He becomes converted. He loves you for that. Because the hardest thing, if you can't admit you're wrong, that's the evil. But when you can't admit you're wrong, you're going to make other people think that they're wrong for seeing you wrong.
Yeah. It's a cycle.
And you're going to punish their goodness.
Yeah. I've stopped taking my Zoloft, my depression medication, because I haven't needed it.
Attaboy.
I haven't needed it. And,
sounds like good to me.
It, there's something that just feels right about it. Like, I tried the AA and the NA thing, and like your commercial, the guy says all he was doing was talking about the past.
Yes.
Talking about the past, and it just didn't do anything, and I felt very hopeless after that. That it, hey, if AA and NA don't work for me, where's my hope? And I can see the light shining through, Roy, and thank you for that. And it's just some of the dark moments still come along, but they're more few and far between.
I like it. You just keep going, my friend. You call me again, will you?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your problems are not difficult. You are difficult. 800-866-8883. your problems are not stubborn. You are stubborn. You defend your problems. And you've got friends that will help you, support you in that, in your demise. You got the wrong friends. Guarantee you have the wrong friends. Because you feel uncomfortable about right friends. See, that's the way it is. Your right friends, well, I won't go there because that's another story. But you see, the tendency is for you to get drawn to yourself to the wrong friends. Because what is in you needs comfort. And you don't like to take the flak of your conscience. See, the conscience always seems like the punisher. And getting into friendship, getting into a relationship, feels like the redeemer. But you got it backwards. Everybody's got it backwards. Nearly everybody's got it backwards. All right. We're going to take our calls. Would you please go to... Pardon? Oh, would you please go to the website, FHU.com, and tell me if you like the new version of the thesis. It wasn't ready last Friday, but I put it up anyway because I had a flash to start doing a program on Friday night, and it turned out to be so good on science, but in particular my science. If I may be so braggadocious to call it mine, it is mine, in a sense. It is something I know that physicists do not know and do not want to know. They're in denial. I just want to give an idea. Ask a physicist, anyone. Well, they get that in their training, you see. The minute you start to jump through the hoops and by the Big Bang, you're done. You just become a machine that learns a lot of mechanical things. And you can't bring forth... very few physicists bring forth brand new ideas like Einstein. And there's one brand new idea that needs to be brought forth. That's the mystery of gravity. I have it. And I'm absolutely confident to have it. I'll take all comers. Invite me. But if you're a physicist... You'll enjoy the opening, the introduction, the abstract and the postulate, but then my comments before I get to the hard stuff. And I think this was good. There's a picture of me, and then there's another picture on the next page as you turn. And it has an oil well and a tornado. And a streak of lightning, and the tornado and the streak of lightning are really the same thing. And there's something about that that is in this book. And something about that, because it tells that somehow that space and time has electricity in it. And it's not just clouds rubbing against each other. It's silly. It's not static electricity. It isn't that at all. It tells you why raindrops are spherical, and why you can pour hot lead into space and it'd be a perfect sphere. There's no surface pressure there. Why is a raindrop? Do you ever ask yourself why a raindrop is perfectly spherical? You could make gunshot, you could make lead shot by pouring hot lead through a tube, just the size you want. And dropping it into some antifreeze, it'd be a perfect barbarian. Now, how did that happen? The shaping effect of gravity. It's not. There's no surface tension, like a balloon. There is no surface tension. There is no static. There may be a little less static electricity in a cloud. But not. Read the book. Read the thesis is free. Brand new, free on the web. The part of that wasn't there Friday is there now to explain it. FHU.com. We'll be right back. See, okay. I'll be on the air yet? Ah, yes. I'm still... You should see my spectacles. I have... I look like... what's that guy? The guy that, with the wizard. And the big... That I always forget the name of Harry Potter. I look like Harry Potter with those round spectacles. And just see me sitting here now. And they're old spectacles. And they've got this extra lenses in it. And I'm having a time. I'm looking down my nose and trying to read stuff. It's really awful. I'm just waiting for my glasses and I'll be up and running again. I've got some things I want to read to you. And I'm having a hard time reading my own works. But if you like what I'm doing, if you are quietly listening and getting the message, that's okay. You don't have to come to the microphone. It takes a brave souls to do that. And not everybody is, you know, people are timid and private. And that's all right. Because those who have the courage, grace to call me and sort of work out their problems with me does a service to those of you listening. Because somehow, if I were to speak to you directly, you would go into denial. And you would not, you couldn't help it. You wouldn't even know what it was. It does that to everybody. We all talk about people in denial. You know people in denial, but you don't know you're in it. You can see them, but they can't see themselves. And so you can't see your own self either. But there is a way you can. So, I was going to make a point now. I forgot, but I'd better get on with the commercial because the commercial, there's something about you listening to me help another person that I seem to come in through the back door. As long as I'm not talking to that person and helping them, then you can identify with them and see that you're doing that yourself. See, where if I would meet you on the street or be your psychiatrist, you would never have owned up to it. So it's a private thing, and it's a good thing. So with a few people that call, you'll help millions, well, hopefully, over the years. I've been on the air for 50 years. So, maybe millions. And I have a fairly good track record. And people have good memories over the years, and I appreciate your supporting this broadcast and all the other things I do, help Patriot Outreach, which is helping veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, support a school, help people behind bars with materials, and they listen to me every night and can't call me. So they depend upon you calling so they can hear their problem. See? And you supporting me so that they can hear their problem. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. FHU.com is the website. You can download the new version of the thesis on a gravity-driven universe. It's improved, which a lot of things, introduction wasn't put on it, so that it was difficult for you to learn to understand it. All right, we'll be right back.
Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, that picture on the web with me, the gravity-driven universe, is untouched. All my dimples, all my wrinkles are showing. But that's me. And that's Einstein behind me. Gravity-driven universe. Go to the website and download the 49 pages. I was informed it's 49 pages. Beg your pardon. I said it was 50 or 60. Well, it's close. All right. Those extra pages are there for the layperson to understand, but it's good for the physicist too. All right. Now we're going to go to Alberto. Is that right?
Yes.
How are you, my friend? What can I do for you?
I'm doing fine there, Mr. Masters. I'm actually new to the meditation and everything. It's my girlfriend introduced me into it. But we've been having some difficulty lately. It seems like a cycle where we're good and then we're fighting and then...
I got it. Yeah, the good days get longer, shorter, and the bad days get longer.
Yes.
I get it. That's going to be your whole life. You know that, don't you? You're going to be repeating what everybody else does. Everybody does that. And you'll end up getting worse and divorce, 60% divorce, and getting married, and then having children by other people, other families, and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's a chain that you will follow, and it's like a chain around your neck. You're going to reproduce the problems of your forefathers. Exactly. And the problem lies, you want to know where the problem lies? You may not like what I'm about to tell you. You want me to be perfectly blunt? It's having, is being into women. It's a woman in your life. You've got to see My Fair Lady. You ever see that movie, My Fair Lady? It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really a charming movie. Yeah. And it puts to music all the things that's wrong with human race.
Yeah.
And so...
The problem we run in it, I want to marry this woman.
No, you don't. No, you don't want to do it now. You got to lay off the sex first. And you got to court her for a year.
Okay.
And you got to say, no, this is, she gave herself to you too easily. And you weren't a gentleman. You weren't schooled. You didn't understand your past. You didn't understand the history of the human race. You're not just an animal copulating in the alley. There's rules of the road. There's conscience that must be lived. But all too sadly, we have to learn by making mistakes. But then we don't realize what the mistake is. The minute you get into a woman that is not your wife, you have dishonored her. And you have dishonored yourself and demoralized yourself, degraded yourself, and become more of an animal than a man. And immediately she's lost respect for you. And she starts to hate you. But then she feels guilty for hating you. Especially since she liked the feeling you gave her, but there's something about that relationship that after a while, that good feeling turns into... It feels like you're drawing something ugly out of her.
Mm-hmm.
See? And she can't explain it, because after all, it's just sex. But it's more than that. Because when you have sex before courtship and before you love the person in the body rather than the flesh first, you see, you disregard the spirit when you enter the flesh. And the dark part of her gets into you and pulls you down and has rules over you. Women rule over men that get into them before that time. You do understand that, don't you?
I do. Actually, I do.
And now, she might have come from a broken family and is looking for love, and she may be perfectly innocent, thinking that she's doing the right thing and giving herself to someone who love her. But the trouble is, all you're going to do is going to screw her. And that's not the same thing. The love has gone out of the love has gone out of the experience. You can have sex with love, or you can have sex like an animal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always an animal thing, because you are reproducing. But you have to have a disciplined failure. Sex is a failure.
Salvageable, right?
Yeah, salvageable. Yes, absolutely. So, but you need to apologize. You need to sort of say that, I see what the problem is. I've used you. I've used you for my selfish ego. I feel insecure. And I was looking for completion. But if you knew your history, you know that you're coming back to the scene of the crime where you're the fallen Adam. And Eve needs to be loved, not screwed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you so know she tempts you because she doesn't know she's tempting you. Well, some women do, and some women are all too pleased to give themselves to you because they know that they, once you do that, they own you.
Yes.
You see how women ruin men, don't you? All the politicians and that sort of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yes. They don't seem to ruin themselves, do they? They do. They just get the power.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think Nancy Pelosi got where she was? You see? That's a woman bloated with it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, I would say to you that you have a nice young lady because she's introduced you to me, and in a polite way, she's trying to tell you what... She wants me to tell you what she can't tell you herself.
Yes.
At the same time, there's lots of women listening to me right now, and maybe lots of men, that would like their boyfriends to listen to me and treat them as ladies.
Yes.
That's why I say, you got to watch that movie, My Fair Lady.
You'll
just love it, because it's all about a man trying to make over a woman. To make her over into a lady. And yes. it's all about breaking a class system. It's also about the proper use of the English language and how important it is to have good language and good bearing. But anyway, I saw it for the third time last night. I haven't seen it for years. And it was on my mind to tell my audience they must see that. Now, yes. Once you become mature, you'll see that women have a special problem. And they have a problem of power. In other words, you're born from a woman, and you're like a homing salmon. You're like a homing salmon, and you don't realize you were just about to repeat the mistake of Adam, the first failing man. The minute you start to misuse a woman, and not say, put that fruit down, in this case, it's sex. If you remember the story of the Garden of Eden, Paradise Lost, as soon as he ate the fruit, he saw he was naked. What do you think that meant? His sexual feelings aroused like an animal. And they had to cover themselves with the leaves. They felt embarrassed. Little boys always feel embarrassed when they reach puberty. There's something unusual about it. And it's always a difficult thing to be a man, because you're part animal, and still, with the potential of humanity. But the problem is, no one. You have to experience this. Usually, we all lose our virginity. There are very few people that don't lose their virginity. Sometimes self-righteously, they don't lose it. So that's not that good. But we all do. We all have to suffer for it. And if you get married to this woman, your life will be a living hell, because you started off on the wrong foot, if you know what I mean. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying. You started off on the wrong foot, so now you need a break, and you need to love her. And even though she attracts you, even though you need to learn to. Look, when you pass a billboard in the street with the naked ladies, when you see them, because they're everywhere in big cities, you may pass a newsstand with those pictures like that, or have a flash on the screen. It may arouse you just a little bit. Just watch that arousal, and it goes away. But don't say, oh, goody, goody, that makes me feel good. I need more of that. See that?
Yes.
So you need, in other words, you need to learn to discipline, override, but not repress. Now, there's another discussion we have to have in private. But right now, you need to override those when they wave their little tushies at you, which they always when they wave them, See, you see, it's almost hypnotic, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, it mustn't be. It must be. You've got to be the dog whisperer. You have to be the God whisperer. You have to be in charge of that woman. And if she takes you, you're gone for the rest of your life. If you marry what takes you. Now, you maybe want to do the honorable thing. Let's say you have sex with her. Now you've got a bond between you that's not healthy. And you're addicted to a sense of worth she's given you, which is worthless. That way, you've actually become less, not more, and she's less and not more. See, that's why things get worse, and then you try to make it better by having more sex, and it gets worse again.
Yes.
And it goes on forever like that, because you haven't understood the principle behind it. See, you're not two dogs copulating in early. There's something more to the sex that meets the eye here. There's a right way and a wrong way, and a right time and a wrong time. Follow that?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And so what she needs to give, you must wait for her to give you herself, join herself to you. You mustn't join to her. Listen, when the good Lord says to Adam, you know, because you've done this thing, dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return, and so on and so forth. And so shall a man leave his mother and father and become joined to the woman and become one flesh. Now, if you look carefully at those words with an understanding heart, that's a punishment. If you join yourself to that woman as one flesh, you're done.
Okay.
Unless you see, you're done for the rest of your life, and you'll have children, and you'll become a drunk, and your wife will hate you and go off with another woman, another man, or another woman. Or she may become the alcoholic, and you become the servant trying to don't know what's wrong and trying to help her. And the more you try to help her, the worse she gets.
So no matter what you do in that situation, you're going
to nothing. In other words, it comes to a point in life that whatever you do, try and make things right, gets worse.
Okay.
So what she needs to see in you is God in you, that noble quality, that really wants to. Yeah, you want to take her, but you know you shouldn't.
Yes.
And that's a good thing. Then you're listening to the God whisperer. And then she sees that and admires that. And when it's in you, and when it's time, she can give herself to you, and you've both given yourself to God. And then the marriage bed is sanctified, isn't it? Under those conditions only. Okay, we'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need money. Please. We don't have a hat to pass around. This is not the usual... your usual church. We are a church. And I'm the minister. And so you can call me Roy if you want to. And I don't wear a collar. I'm just an ordinary person with extraordinary knowledge. And when I finish with you, you're going to be an ordinary person with extraordinary knowledge that makes you makes you a real person. See, there are two entities warring for ascendancy over your life. Is the world outside and the conscience within you. There could be the world from within you as it has been spoken of as the kingdom of heaven on earth. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive trespass against us. I say, but thy kingdom come and thy will be done. See, that's that sort of thing. You don't get angry. Forgive us as we forgive. Don't hold things, hold grudges. And it's simple, it's so simple. And you have that power. And don't take what isn't yours. Don't take a woman that isn't yours yet. Until she learns to respect. But don't fall for the one that respects you right away and then owns you and makes you feel, power. The feeling of worth is an aphrodisiac. you go to Washington, you see, they're all perverts there. Nearly all of them. The richer they are, the more pervert they are, and the more the women flock to that. They get excited too. sexually excited about money, even if it's got a bald head and no little legs. See, as long as it's got money. All right, it's just power. Women have power, and it can make you feel like you're something and you're not, and you've got to be very careful not to look for, to be complete in a woman. But I'm talking to men now, see. Be very careful of this. But those who want to rule you would have you think it otherwise. They'd have you with all those problems. And they become the problem solver, and you're dealing with the devil himself, see. Be careful now. We'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883. You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Alberto, I see on the screen you're a border agent.
Yes, sir.
So how's it going with you over there?
It's going good.
Is it getting better?
I'd say yes. It is getting better.
Well, that's a good sign. I mean, less people crossing?
Less people, more drugs, yes.
Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad how 30 million Americans are addicted to drugs and people in Mexico are killing each other over them and fighting over their miserable carcasses? Who's going to be their service? Who's going to service them?
Yeah, it is.
So if drug addicts over here realize people are being murdered and having their heads cut off, you know, just squabbling over who's going to give them the drug, maybe it might wake them up and make them responsible for the murder of so many people, the suffering in the world.
You would think it would, but...
Sad, isn't it? But look, we do help people. I do help with people with drugs. And if you know anybody, I'd be happy to... Look, since you're a border agent, I could send you some coping strategies. The coping strategies is what Colonel Monaco gives to the veterans returning from the front who have post-traumatic stress disorders. It's very, very effective. You might want to... if you hold the line a little bit, I'll send you a whole bunch of coping strategies with...
I would appreciate that, because I'm also a veteran as well.
You are? Yeah, well, let me send you 20. I'll send you 20.
Say again?
I'll give. How about 20? Is that enough? Because you'll need to give them to your border agents, because anyone, they may have post-traumatic stress disorder. The bad guys don't have post-traumatic stress disorder. They don't have it. They have no conscience.
Yes, sir.
It's the good guys that get it. You see, I once had a man said to me when I criticized him when he was being angry. I said, if you're not careful, you're going to get ulcers. He says, I don't get ulcers. I give them. See that? So it's for the good guys.
Yes, sir.
So there's more where that came from. When you've distributed them to the right people, you'll see that they'll all be stronger and it'll save lives.
Yes, sir. So, I'll probably do it. Not a problem.
Thank you. Now, if you hold the line, my producer, Mike, will take your name and make sure you get them. Compliments of Colonel Monaco, Patriot Outreach, and myself. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to just appeal once more for your financial help. I don't want to make a big thing out of this, because it spoils the beauty of the program. But bear in mind, we have to bear the cost, the expenses of doing this. By the way, you'll find us on YouTube. I don't have that information in front of me. How would they get me on YouTube? Just look me up on on the web, on the YouTube? Oh, youtube.com and type in my name, and then you'll be able to hear my program there too. And I guess any time, is that right? That's neat. All right. Well, let me read the opening of the thesis I've got here. So it's different from, it's more than you had, it was the part that was missing. The purpose of this thesis is to prove beyond any doubt that space-time and matter are properties of global gravitation. I'm trying to read with bad glasses. The value of convincing the scientific community that gravity is the most powerful force, and even mother of the other three, is enormous. Assuming I'm correct and we are in accord, it will be a game changer. An off-the-shelf technology would run our factories, light our homes, and give the U.S. military the ultimate advantage. That's the first paragraph. So that's how it starts off, with my picture and some other photographs that you need to see. FHU.com and go to Gravity Driven Universe. And that's my new stuff. And a reason why I'm proactive, because I'm not going to sit here and wait to be discovered. Just not going to happen. It never will. Not anymore, because we have gatekeepers in the various disciplines, keeping the bright ones from getting degrees. I'll talk to you about that tomorrow night. And so the Big Bang is a farce, and I'll show you why it is. Tomorrow we'll talk to you about that. Maybe Friday we'll discuss it in depth, why a Big Bang is a farce, and people are made to believe it as a sort of a rite of passage in order to get their degree. But then the minute you buy that lie, your whole life is based upon it, and you can't really think straight. You'll always be trying to prove it right. So maybe the background radiation is not from a one Big Bang, maybe lots of bangs. See, maybe it has a different reason for it. I've got the reason for it. Get my thesis. It's free. It's brand new. It's copyright. But I'm going to let the scientific community have what I was going to keep secret. But I don't think they're not up to understanding it yet, because they have to turn their old science on its head. They have to give up some stuff they believe about gravity. And then it becomes understandable. Because maybe they can build that machine before I do. We'll be right back.
Are you overwhelmed by pressure and stress?
Already things are being resolved in my life. Fences are coming down. I'm mending fences that really broke the ice fly. I'm so grateful.
Are you ready to have your life become a success story?
I had gone through 15 years of therapy with a psychiatrist. It still didn't help. So I bought several of the CDs, and he had a lot of the answers that I didn't get with the doctor. It's been real helpful. I don't get as worked up about problems. I just stay calm. Different things will come up, and I'll just work it out.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. Are you ready to take control over your life?
Before I got involved in doing the observation exercise, I used to go to a 12-step group. I don't go to them anymore because I discovered that they're basically worthless, because all I'm doing is talking about my past. Since I started doing the exercise, I barely think about the past anymore. It's going away. But even in those periods when I used to go to these recovery groups, it seemed like the longest period of time I could ever go without backsliding would be like 3 months. This time, I don't feel guilty about what I did. I understand what I did. This type of an incident in the past would have put me in a depression. I would have stopped working, just created more and more pain for myself. You talk about how you effortlessly will leave these things behind, and it's so true. It's so amazing.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Learn how to deal with stress properly. Visit FHU.com.